Okay, anyone? Any question?
I need help understanding something. You talk about being in love or not being in love. Mm-hmm. However, all of the Western traditions talk in terms of a journey or a process. Mm-hmm. I mean, an analogy is like I leave my home tonight. I'm not at home and I'm not here. I'm in between. Mm-hmm. The Israelites spent 40 years in the desert before they could arrive in the Promised Land, so they weren't in Egypt. They weren't in the Promised Land. They were somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. How is that different than love? Because, you know, it's not like, as I understand it, it's not like we can step into some kind of Star Wars or Star Trek thing and suddenly be transported from where we are now to love. I mean, you talk about the caterpillar and the butterfly. Well, the caterpillar doesn't suddenly become a butterfly. It has to go through the chrysalis stage, and that takes time. So, can you offer any insights into the fact that it takes time and it's a journey and an unfolding understanding, and what you talk about being in love or not being in love?
Whatever I said about that love and not being in love and thing like that, I take back. First of all, seriously, because what you have in mind is not what I had in mind. I tried my best to bring out what I had in mind in a way that not in a way that you will understand the best, in a way that everybody will understand better. You will hear and choose some part of that and interpret it to your own language. It becomes another concept, right? So I take the responsibility of messing up over there. Okay? But this is what it is. Exactly, this is what we are talking about. We are really, honestly, between two different thought and way of thinking. One way of thinking we have, we inherit from the environment, and thank you, and we began with, is logic, right? Is something. When I say logic, it gives a meaning that everybody is logical. And that's not the case. Everybody is illogical, at least in some occasions, you see. But if you ask us, who are you? I'm a logical person. Okay. Then you talk about a lot of stuff without going to the root and base and pre-assumptions of that thing you are talking about, right? Because the base of our logic and thinking process is philosophy. And there is no one philosophy. There are a mess of different philosophies, which all of them are valid, one way or another, one time or another time, right? More than that, there is an assumption that what is the meaning of somebody says something, I would say that's illogic. What it means, illogic? It means wrong, right? When I say here, there is this fellow, a very illogical person. How did you judge him by this information? Illogic is negative because we believe in logic. And let's go a little bit further down. We believe that whatever is, by is I mean touchable, okay? Or I can see it, then is. If I cannot see it, I cannot touch it, only you talk about it, it's illusion. This is in the back of our mind, in a way, always, right? The problem is, a part of us is illogical and doesn't give a damn about logic. Do you know that part?
We call it the heart.
Oh, heart. I don't know what heart is. Give me a better definition to understand what part of me is illogical.
Emotions.
Emotions. Complicated emotions. Emotions could be very logical if we could find a good similarity between emotions and something in the action of the animals. Right? Let's find something better. Is forgiving. Giving, loving, that's the exception, right? And it's not something that you could touch it, feel it, prove it, and things like that, right? So that's the field we like, all of us. Even non-lovers, because we know that everybody is not a lover. And we know there are people that we call them what? Between us. Outside, being politically correct, we call them the nasty fellows, shark people. Yeah, we call them these kind. Within ourselves, we call them kofar, means them. They, that they don't believe in the essence of love. The selfish people, right? Even they are interested in love, aren't they? Even they claim that they love, at least they love their cat. So they pretend. This is that Mr. Jaffer, always reminded us that, look around you. Bad and good are here, okay? But bad will pay a tax to good. How is that?
By dressing up as
good. By dressing up as good. Bad cannot dress bad. Bad will not come out and say, I'm bad. Comes out and say, I'm not bad, doing it for this. Tries to look good. Because goodness is not even a feeling. It's something in us. We don't know what it is, right? There it begins. I started to talk about what? We don't know what it is. This is out of the logic. Logically, you should look for something you know. You're silly that you're looking for something that you don't know what it is. And when I insist that, honestly, why are you doing it? I say, because I believe in that God. You're silly. Yeah. We are torn apart between two things. What is that? I believe you believe in a good creator who created everything lovely. Why is that?
Because we're alive and our life, the part of us that is alive, wants to protect itself. So that's one thing we're torn on one side, and the other is we have a spirit and it moves us.
Other? Who is other? That's the point. In your logic, okay, let's be honest here. Don't pretend anything. As a logical person, Don't you believe that you are one person? You claim that you are one unit. You claim, really, you're one person. How many person are you?
Depends on the moment and who I'm with in relationship, who I'm relating to, what the environment
that's
is.
That's not you.
But see,
that's the relationship. Who are you? You. You believe you're one. And we believe you're two. Period. We are aware.